This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. The new coronavirus shows no sign of abating as it works its horrifying way around the world, now in 177 countries and regions. There are about 614,000 confirmed cases globally at this hour, some 74,000 more than at the same time yesterday. At 28,000 plus, deaths have risen by almost 3,000 over the past 24 hours. The figures come from a running tally being kept by Johns Hopkins University. The United States has the largest number of confirmed infections, about 105,000. New York City is especially hard hit, but there are large new clusters emerging, among them Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans. As bad as things are in the U.S., many countries exceed its estimated 1,600 deaths, among them Italy, Spain, Iran, and France. Italy and Spain continue reporting the worst European virus numbers. Italy has lost more than 9,000 lives to COVID-19. 2 weeks into a nationwide lockdown, Italy reported almost 1,000 new cases over 24 hours, pushing the case total to about 86,500. Italian President Sergio Mattarella called it, quote, a sad day in our history. In Spain, infections have gone up by 11,000, hiking the number of coronavirus cases there to well over 65,000. Deaths now top 5,000. In France, COVID-19 has so far claimed the lives of about 2,000 victims. The total reported caseload there is 33,000. Health workers in France got a huge display of gratitude overnight, emblazoned in lights on the Eiffel Tower. The French word for thank you, merci, also spelled out was stay at home. Germany has announced it will not loosen restrictions on public life until at least April 20th. There have been 53,000 COVID-19 cases in Germany, with close to 400 deaths. Among those who are quarantined, Chancellor Angela Merkel, who was found to be close to a doctor who has tested positive for the virus. Via remote, this is VOA.